Viewpoint, CRTV.
As holidays have set in, the phenomenon of child labor that involves pushing underage children to do hawking is now a disquieting situation, sight on our streets. In Viewpoint today, Sally Ebenyenyoki calls on parents and guardians to consider the future of their children and what's vis-a-vis the dangers they expose them to today.
In the present time, child labor has been identified as one of the challenges to social development. The concept of child labor is, however, understood and interpreted differently by many. It means different things to different people depending on the context and place. This has somehow created unnecessary tension between family members and members of the society in some quarters. In an African or Cameroonian context, when children help in household chores, care for their younger siblings, go to the farm to fetch firewood, plant and harvest foodstuff, or assist in running the family business to increase the family income, it is a positive contribution which makes children responsible, hardworking, purpose-oriented and resilient. If the work done does not interfere with the schooling of the children, it does not qualify to be termed child labor. Instead, it contributes to the children's development and also to the well-being of the family. Through such activities, the children learn skills, adopt shadow learning, imbibe genial attitudes, and gather experiences that make them more prepared to lead useful lives for themselves, their families, and the society. On the other hand, child labor is when children carry out work that interferes with their physical and mental growth, which is dangerous and harmful to them in the long run. It is also considered child labor when excessive, long and heavy work is combined with school attendance. There are, however, some extreme cases where children are separated from their parents by foster parents or guardians with promises to further their education, but who end up being sent to the streets to do hawking or carry out other tedious tasks all day long. Those who hawk return home exhausted after being threatened not to return home if they didn't sell all the articles they carried. In fact, this is not even child labor, it is more of slavery. Many reasons account for this increase in the number of children hawking on our streets or involved in other strenuous activities. The most obvious reason is poverty, as every member of a poor family is expected to contribute in his or her small way to sustain the family. Other reasons include family size, low level of education of parents or guidance, and migration to bigger cities and trying to make ends meet. Added to these are sociocultural factors and rapid urbanization. There seems to be no way out to stop some children from working because most of them are conscious of their backgrounds and they want to change their stories. When parents decide to send their children out there to look for money to augment the family income, they should consider the age of the children and the dangers they are exposed to, including sexual abuse, drug consumption, and exploitation. When all these factors are combined, it is considered child labor. This explains why the International Labor Organization considers hawking as child labor, whose perpetrators must be punished. It's another long holiday and our streets and road junctions are flooded by children selling food items, school needs, beauty products and electrical appliances, among other things, to earn some extra money for the upkeep of the family. Yet others are at home helping with other duties. But it now depends on the age of the children and the kind of task assigned to them, the conditions under which they are executed, and objectives to be attained for the task to be qualified as child labor or not. Since child labor, in its true sense, infringes on the rights of the child, it must, as a matter of necessity, be condemned and prohibited if possible. It is in this regard that Cameroon recognized, accepted, and ratified the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child as part of its arsenal of laws ensuring the protection of children's rights and welfare. As the country looks forward to the commemoration of the Day of the African Child, we should all consider the importance of children to have a decent childhood that prepares them to attain their full potential in the future.
Sally Ebenyenyoki, working at the Regional Directorate of CRTV Littoral, editorialist.
CRTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our top stories. Some 4,000 trees have been planted in the north region of Cameroon as part of government's efforts to roll back desertification and land degradation as the country observes the 2024 World Environment Day today. It is the dawn of a new era for thousands of traders, families, and the population of Boya in general, as the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has inaugurated an ultra-modern market in the municipality. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Mark Brice, is working to beef up team cohesion and attacking precision as the Lions intensify training this afternoon in Yaoundé ahead of a crucial World Cup qualifier against Cabo Verde this Saturday in the nation's capital. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Finance Minister reassures all is set for the rehabilitation of the Cameroon Railway Company, CAMRAI. Louis-Paul Motaze was speaking shortly after an interministerial meeting for the rehabilitation of public and parapublic enterprises in Cameroon. Today's meeting was attended by Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masséna Ngalébi-Béhé and the Interim Minister of Mines, Fou Calistus Gentry. Cameroon joins the globe today to observe World Environment Day. On the occasion, global efforts to engage the world's population in the protection of the environment and the restoration of degraded ecosystems caused by natural and man-made disasters have been highlighted. Commemorated under the slogan Land Restoration and Drought Resilience, the event comes at a time when the north and far north regions of the country are experiencing scourging effects of desertification. In the meantime, the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has challenged Cameroonians to invest in the protection of the environment through tree planting and restoration and awareness raising events. Minister Hele Pierre made the call this afternoon at the Ahala Eco Park, a tourist destination in Mefu and Afamba division in the outskirts of Yaoundé. He stressed that extreme dryness, which is a major result of climate change, requires efforts to fight against the phenomenon which has caused the loss of over 12 million hectares of land in Cameroon. An ultra-modern market constructed to the tune of over 608 million CFA francs is operational after it was inaugurated today in Boya, southwest region of the country, by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. The market has 26 shops, 76 sheds, and other facilities sponsored by the German Corporation through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FECOM, which Minister Obam says it's a clear demonstration of decentralization on the move. Women's Empowerment and the Family Minister, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena Ondoa, is at the moment chairing a meeting to present details of Cameroon's second plan of action to ensure the emancipation of women in all spheres of life. This falls in line with resolutions adopted at the 68th session of the UN Annual Congress that held in New York on the status of women. Stakeholders are equally being sensitized on the primordial role women play in promoting peace in the country. And in a related development, gender equality advocates have appealed for the diverse needs of women and girls to be addressed in order to bring to an end growing gender-based violence in Cameroonian society. They aired their voices during a workshop in Yaoundé today, during a workshop on the National Restitution on the Integration of Gender Makers in the National Process of Community-Led Monitoring and with the Voices of Women in Cameroon. South Region Governor will tomorrow, Thursday, June 6th at 10 a.m., chair the Regional Administrative Coordination Meeting in Kribi Ocean Division. Felix Ngele Ngele will then head to Kampo on Friday, where he will also chair the Operational Coordination Committee for the maintenance of order throughout his administrative unit. And in sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon continue training today at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé ahead of the duel against Cabo Verde on Saturday in a qualifier for the 2026 World Cup. The training session is the fourth programmed by head coach Mark Brice to fine-tune strategies ahead of the crucial encounter and is opened to the public as well as the national and international press. Cameroon cyclists from the SNH Velo Club, Clovis Kamzong Abesolo is the winner of this year's edition of the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon. He covered the 119.5-kilometer lap from Bafoussam through Chang to Nkongsamba in the Littoral region in 2 hours, 54 minutes, 12 seconds. The ceremony to address the cyclists is taking place at the Nkongsamba 1,000-capacity newly constructed ceremonial grounds in the presence of administrative and municipal authorities of the area. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Two financial agreements worth the sum of 52 billion Swiss francs have been ratified by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The financial deals were concluded with the Standard Chartered Bank, the British Group, in Yaoundé last January the 30th. The money is geared towards the development of a colossal agricultural project in the Adamawa region. Belinda Show presents of the projects to be financed by the ratified agreements.
The first of the two agreements, worth the sum of 50 billion CFA francs, is a buyer credit, and the second, about 189 billion CFA francs, is a commercial credit. The global envelope, totaling 52 billion CFA francs, is part of funds for the three-year emergency plan to speed up Cameroon's economic growth, more specifically in the area of regional development. The finance, ratified by the head of state, Paul Biya, should start off the implementation phase of the irrigated agricultural development project to cover a little over 15,000 hectares of arable land in Mbiri, Vina, and Farodeo divisions in the Adamawa region. The project is part of a generational wealth program that will support the development of 35,000 hectares of arable land in Cameroon. The Spanish contracted project involves the construction of irrigation systems for extensive farmlands and hundreds of kilometers of roads, the setting up of several production units, the purchase of consignments of agricultural inputs. The climate-friendly project will also create jobs and expand the market for agro-pastoral products to meet local demand, enhance food security, and cut back on importation.
Belinda Shu with that report. Members of the Interministerial Committee for the Rehabilitation of Public and Parapublic Enterprises met today in Yaoundé. The meeting of the Minister of Finance was attended, among others, by the Minister of Transport, Jean Enes Masena Ngale Bibe, and the Acting Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Fu Kalisto Gentry. Talking to the press after the session, Finance Minister revealed that all is set for the rehabilitation of the Cameroon Railway Company, Camrai. Minister Louis-Paul Motaze was interviewed by staff man Ngu Henry.
We had a very important meeting, and we commend the participation of both the Minister of Transport, the Minister in charge of mine. We did with Camrai. You know, we have a lot of investment to do. Some investment are in charge of the state, and the others in charge of Camrai. When talking about the investment in charge of the state, we can say that some of those investments have already been found, and now the lenders, they are expecting some documents, and we had to analyze those documents today so as to give the green light, and we can send those documents to them so as to be sure that the investment that have already been found, we will have this funding so as to begin the investment. The other investment in charge of Camrai, but we had a discussion, and we think that the Minister of Economy will take in touch with them so as to see if he, the Minister of Economy, can look for those investments, even if he does it on behalf of Camrai, and so as to move, because we have to invest in on the railways, we have to invest for the cars and so on and so forth. We have had very good results.
Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motaze speaking to the CRO-TV. The Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development has challenged all Cameroonians to invest in the protection of the environment through tree planting, land restoration, and in awareness-raising events. Minister Hele Pierre made the call this afternoon at the Ahala Eco Park, a tourist destination in Yaoundé. Rigobert Maniga has the key issues raised during the event.
A 2017 environment report indicates that over 12 million hectares of land are said to be lost to degradation due to climate change in Cameroon. The Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Hele Pierre, has however reiterated that Cameroon's master plan for land restoration has seen 3,600 hectares of land restored in what he termed Operation Green Sahel in the northern regions of the country. Mangroves in that part of the country are said to effectively been witnessing bamboo planting in a land stabilization process. The 51st edition of the World Environment Day, observed under the theme Land Restoration, Desertification and Drought Resilience, saw the participation of young people from environment awareness clubs in schools across Yaoundé presenting sketches demonstrating man's action against the environment and the need to guard against environmental degradation.
Rigobert Maniga, the celebration of World Environment Day in Ebulova today gave officials of the regional delegation of the Environment and Natural Protection an opportunity to reflect on possible ways of mitigating the loss of nature. Silas Nkwain reports from Ebulova.
The South is a biodiversity hotspot with a unique ecosystem. Yet, the region is also one of the most biotically threatened. George Shekui is chief of service for the follow-up of environmental management plan at the Regional Delegation of Environment. We have seen the migration of some species and the total extinction of others, and under the effects of climate change, the emergence of new viruses and bacteria leading to widespread epidemics. This was the case recently of the Marburg virus in the Ntem Valley division. More so, climate change is increasingly threatening biodiversity as vegetation zones and habitats change for many species. Stacy Dachua is an environmental impact specialist in Ebulova.
We have migration of species, animals, even humans, extension of diverse plant species which are necessary for the well-being of the region, increase in herd hazards or diseases.
The celebration of the World Environment Day this year has given an opportunity for everyone to seek all possible ways of solutions.
The process of reafforestation, where the planting of trees help to absorb the carbon dioxide released during anthropic activities, a sustainable agriculture which helps to maintain and respect the environment in diverse ways.
In addition to food insecurity and agricultural vulnerability, the loss of biodiversity in the South region is posing grave danger to human health and growth. The region has one of the highest deforestation rates in the country. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News, Ebulova.
Over 4,000 trees have been planted in the north region of Cameroon to roll back desertification and fight climate change, which is a real menace to the population. The initiative spearheaded by the North Regional Delegate of Environment and Nature Protection, Pierre Banabe Ayisi, is part of activities to mark the 51st edition of World Environment Day. Mercy Ashu reports from Garoua.
The Sudano-Sahelian zone, made up of the Adamawa, north and extreme north regions of Cameroon, has over many decades come under intense shocks from climate change and desertification, a precarious situation which is confounded by the activities of the local population, including deforestation, bush burning and cattle rearing activities across borders. The 51st edition of the World Environment Day is thus a wake-up call to plant more trees that can stabilize the already unstable climatic conditions. Dunomong Chofo Raoul is controller number 2 in the North Regional Brigade of Environment and Nature Protection.
The northern region has difficulties because it's exposed to much to climate changes. It's a vulnerable zone, and to fight the phenomenon of dryness and of desertification, they have taken resolution to plant many trees, because with planting trees is a way to fight desertification and to stabilize the climate. There are types of trees that you have chosen, like neem is a species of tree that you have chosen to plant in this region so that we can fight against the phenomenon of desertification, of dryness. Apart from neem, you have this also the mango trees or lemon trees.
After 3 months of intense heat from March to May, inhabitants of Garoua are once again experiencing strong winds and heavy downpours of rain favorable for the tree planting exercise. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garoua.
The Ocean Divisional Delegation of the Environment, Natural Protection and Sustainable Development has taken the initiative to restore mangrove vegetation in Longi, a village situated a few kilometers from Kribi, with a tree planting. Polycarp Atia reports from Kribi.
Mangroves were replanted and plastic bottles cleaned from swampy areas during an event organized by the stakeholders from the Ocean Divisional Delegation of Environment and Nature Protection and their partners as they commemorated this year's edition of World Environment Day. Ondua Jean Charles, Head of General Affairs, Delegation of Environment, Ocean Division.
This year, you have choice to plant here mangroves with the population.
According to environmental experts, mangroves do not only absorb carbon from the atmosphere as means to fight against global warming, but also act as breeding grounds to aquatic ecosystems. However, human activities are contributing to their extinction.
The fish come to lay the eggs in the mangrove. That means that if you want to eat more fish, you have to protect mangrove.
Keeping mangrove forest free from bio-non-degradable materials and replanting them in affected zones along the seashores of Longi 2 in the Ocean Division is a call to the population to be aware that environmental protection is no longer the duty of the government alone, but an affair of all. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Meanwhile, the Cameroon Climate Justice Movement says the protection of the rights of indigenous people and local communities must be a global concern for public and private environment stakeholders. Officials of the organization were speaking in Yaoundé today while handing over a letter containing the grievances of indigenous people to the Minister of the Environment, Nature Protection and Sustainable Development at the Esplanade of the Ministerial Department. Sam Lingom reports.
There were over 400 people who made the symbolic environment walk from the Wada runabout in Yaoundé to the esplanades of the Ministry of the Environment. The objective of the walk, organized by Greenpeace Africa under the banner of the Cameroon Climate Justice Movement, was to hand over an open letter containing the grievances of indigenous people to the government. Dr. Fabrice Lamfu, working for Greenpeace Africa, highlights the content of the letter.
We have mineral exploitation, so we are telling the government to actually revisit the case and make sure that the environmental impact assessment, which is actually being done for this activity to happen, should be reviewed and make sure it's actually adopted. Yeah.
For Dr. Fabrice Lamfu, the effects of the depletion of the environment do not only impact local communities and indigenous people, hence the need of a global action.
We've been working with indigenous people, and we feel that bringing non-indigenous people here is to help to amplify their voices, give our recommendations and report, and try to follow up with the government to make sure that this is actually being implemented.
While receiving the letter, the Minister of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, Hele Pierre, commended civil society organizations for actions carried out to end the drivers of land degradation, droughts and climate change through desertification. The event also witnessed the participation of some artists like Jato Soneta using music to advocate for the protection of the environment.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. A new market for the Boya municipality has gone operational. The market was inaugurated today in Bitingi by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam. The project has been sponsored by the German Cooperation through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FECOM. Details with Henry McCauley in Boya.
The market, which is situated at Buitingi neighborhood, has a block of 26 shops, two blocks of 76 sheds, lights, stand taps, and a borehole. The project, worth some 608 million CFA francs, has been financed by the German corporation KfW through the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance, FECOM. Speaking during the commissioning of the market, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, urged the population to use the structure to better their lives and increase their income. Like the Director General of FECOM,
Welcome, Philippe Camille Akua, the minister, instructed the council to manage the project in strict compliance with the contract with FECOM. For the mayor, David Mafani Namange, it was an opportunity to thank the government of Cameroon, the government of Germany, FECOM, and the head of state for their commitment to develop Buya.
It's going to offer economic opportunities to our population. It's going to centralize their shopping. Again, it's just a phase of the market. We have already given out the second phase, which is going to take off this week or next week with the construction of 3 new blocks of shops of 26 each and an ultra-modern toilet facility.
The ceremony, which saw the presence of the Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia Bilai, the President of the Southwest Executive Council, Zakios Bakuma, amongst other authorities, was marked by the award of gift, a guided tour of the structure and merrymaking. Henry McCullough, CRTV, Buya.
And back to Yaoundé, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua, will today in Yaoundé present to stakeholders Cameroon's second plan of action in promoting women, peace and security, following resolutions aimed adopted at the 68th session of the United Nations Annual Congress on the Status of Women. In the following report, Joyce Cliff Tata details the importance of the annual event, which plays a critical role in promoting women's rights on the international stage.
The 68th Annual Commission on the Status of Women, the UN's largest annual gathering on gender equality and women's empowerment, took place in New York from March 11 to 22, 2024, with focus on accelerating the achievement of gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls by addressing poverty, strengthening institutions, and financing with a gender perspective. Revealing that globally 10.3% of women live in extreme poverty, and so progress towards ending poverty needs to be 26 times faster to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Today's meeting in Yaoundé will be a forum where Minister Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua of Women's Empowerment and the Family will present resolutions taken at the Congress in New York, as well as Cameroon's strategic plan of action for the peace and security of women in and out of the country. This also to ensure more women have an autonomous mindset so they can snap out of poverty.
Joyce Cliff Tata. Young entrepreneurs in the North region have been drilled on various ways of networking in order to maximize productivity in their different enterprises. This was during an MTN business master's class in Garoua with entrepreneurs organized by the telecommunication company with the aim of training the young business owners on the vital role of networking and the acquisition of new digital skills. Tanjong Levis Agwo reports from Garoua. Hello.
The business masterclass with business owners and managers in the North region was a platform for exchanges, knowledge sharing, and networking. The objective was to help these business leaders to learn various business tips from MTN experts on how to sustainably grow their businesses and develop their personal branding and visibility. St. Clair Kwancho Dangang, Senior Manager SME Sales, MTN.
The purpose of MTN is leading digital solution for Africa progress. And then when we talk about Africa, we are in Cameroon. We are leading digital solution for Cameroon progress. And obviously, we are actually in Garoua using the opportunity that we have in the university games. We're now deploying in place the solution that we have for the SMEs. SMEs is a key player in our economy. And then the environment in which we are living today is a digital environment. So we are giving the keys to our SMEs how to unlock their potential, how to grow their business using our digital solution.
This initiative from MTN Cameroon is contributing to the development of digital economy in the country, engaging young entrepreneurs in innovative ways of growing their businesses.
To show them the different solutions that we have, the accompaniment that we have developed, and to show also to the SMEs in place that MTN is always by their side to support them, to help them grow, so that together we can build this our country.
During the masterclass, the different business leaders were curious to understand the dynamics of the digital business space in Cameroon and the opportunities offered by MTN Cameroon. While shaping the future of youths through the digital space, MTN Cameroon Runas equally encouraged young businesses in the North region with aim to expand their collaboration with young business owners in order to contribute towards the country's growth. Tanjong Levis Agbo, CROTV, Garua.
On to sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are presently holding the foot training session ahead of their two FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cabo Verde and Angola. Latest reports say all 29 players present at the session that is open to the public are ready for the two crucial matches. For updates, we connect with Ben Collins Mieberewo, who is standing by at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Teke Julius. Thanks for joining us out here at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, where the population have turned out massively to come. Players and staff of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, who have answered present for their fourth training session ahead of two crucial FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cape Verde and Angola. And to appreciate their massive presence for the 29 players saluted their fans before the session began. The training session that began with some warm-up exercises on the nice-looking green turf of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium that is said to be ready to host the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde on Saturday, June 8, 2024. Officials of the National Sports Facility and Equipment Board, who are present, confirmed to us some minutes ago that the sports facility is set for Saturday's ultimate clash. Coach Mark Breeze and team have continued fine-tuning tactics, as you can get from the sound in the background. Those are fans who are presently on their feet as the players thrill them to a wonderful spectacle with the aim of boosting team cohesion and attacking efficiency, and also with hopes of solving the Cape Verdean equation on Saturday. The team that entered camp this Sunday trained at the military stadium on Monday and Tuesday. Ahidjo Stadium today, with players divided into two groups. Members of the technical staff of the Indomitable Lions are also looking for the game plan. Coach Mark Breeze and Joachim Monunga are dishing out instructions at the middle of the pitch, while the other assistants are on the touchline. Ashir Beya, Ben Collins Nyoiberewo, CRTV News at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé.
Thanks, Ben Collins Nyoiberewo. And CRTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Massama.
Bon après-midi. La 51e journée mondiale de l'environnement se célèbre ce jour sous le thème « Restauration des terres, désertification et résistance à la sécheresse ». Ce thème est au cœur d'une série d'activités de sensibilisation des populations sur l'importance de la préservation de la biodiversité et de l'adoption des comportements éco-responsables. En effet, selon la Convention des Nations Unies sur la lutte contre la désertification, 40% des terres de la planète sont dégradées et le Cameroun n'est pas en reste, d'où l'urgence d'agir pour sauver ces terres. Transport ferroviaire, le Cameroun en voie d'obtenir d'importants financements pour améliorer son réseau ferroviaire. Le comité interministériel de réhabilitation des entreprises du secteur public et parapublic réuni ce jour au ministère des Finances a tablé sur le Camrail. Plusieurs conventions et programmes ont ainsi été adoptés pour permettre à l'État d'améliorer son réseau ferroviaire. Comment la femme peut-elle œuvrer à la résolution des conflits au Cameroun et dans le monde? La question est en débat ce jour à la faveur de la présentation officielle du deuxième plan d'action du Cameroun pour la mise en œuvre des résolutions 1325 et connexes du Conseil de sécurité des Nations Unies. Notons que cette cérémonie est couplée à la restitution des travaux de la 68e session des Nations Unies sur la condition de la femme tenue du 11 au 22 mars 2024 à New York. Le gouverneur de la région du Sud préside demain jeudi 6 juin dès 10h les assises régionales du comité de coordination administrative et technique à la communauté urbaine des Kribi. Le vendredi 7 juin, Félix Nguélé-Nguélé mettra le cap sur Campo où il va conduire les travaux du comité de coordination opérationnelle pour le maintien de l'ordre dans l'ensemble de son unité administrative. En sport, 20e édition du Tour cycliste international du Cameroun. La 5e étape entre Bafoussam, Tchang et Kongsamba a été remportée par le Camerounais Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, sociétaire de la SNH Vélo Club. Il conserve par ailleurs le maillot jaune. Kuet et Nounani de la SNH Vélo Club est deuxième de cette étape. La 6e étape aura lieu demain jeudi, suivant l'itinéraire Douala-Limbé-Limbé-Douala. Enfin, football, les Lions Indomptables sont en ce moment en pleine séance d'entraînement au stade Omnisport de Yaoundé. Mac Brice et son équipe y ont été accueillis à 14h précises par leurs supporters. En guise de communion, tout le groupe a fait le tour du stade pour saluer ses fans, visiblement en joie et en communion parfaite avec les joueurs. La séance qui se poursuit consolide l'animation du bloc équipe dans la préparation des deux rencontres des éliminatoires de la Coupe du Monde 2026. Le Cameroun sera confronté au Cabo-Verdé et au Palancras Negras de l'Angola les 8 et 11 juin prochains. Madame, Monsieur, ne quittez pas, Lunch on Date se poursuit.
Welcome back, good people. This is the second part of Lunch on Date, and you are still in the company of Jean Bon, Christian Foucault, Elizabeth Hammond, Vincent Pongono, Nicolene Barra Lukong, and myself, Lucy Buma, who have Watch Your English and obituary announcements. Until the slot Watch Your English, we'll call on Professor Samuel Atichi. Good day, Prof.
Good day. In our English lesson today, we are going to examine these two phrases to deal with and to deal in. To deal, D-E-A-L, with, and to deal in. Take note of the with and the in. We often hear people say this in most non-native English settings. Example, my husband deals with imported cars. My husband deals with imported cars. Take note of with. In standard British English, the preposition is in and not with. My husband deals in imported cars. My husband deals in imported cars. Not with imported cars. We may say, this book deals with, this book deals with, and not this book deals in. A book deals with a problem. A book that deals with a problem has that problem as its subject or its concern. You cannot say a person deals with, meaning that that thing that he does is his trade. A book may deal with something. A book that deals with a problem has that problem as its subject or its concern. To deal with somebody means to have business relations with them. To deal with somebody means to have business relations with them. But to deal in something means to have it as one's trade. Take special note of this. You deal in something. To deal in something means you have that particular business as